Galatians 6, 9 and 10. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Doing good can be wearisome, but the reward is wondrous. St. Peter is at the gates of heaven interviewing a man. He said, "You haven't done anything bad, but you haven't done anything good either. Tell me just one good thing that you have done." "Well," the man replied, "I was traveling on the road when I saw a group of thugs robbing a woman. So I went up to them and shouted for them to stop. Unfortunately, things got a little out of hand and I ended up punching out their leader. Then I challenged everyone else in the group to fight me." "Wow," said St. Peter, "that is good. When did that happen?" "About 2 minutes ago." Well, being good is one thing, but doing good is the lifelong mission of maturing believers. In Paul's letter to the churches in the southern Galatia region, he was pointed and purposeful. In our key scripture found in Galatians 6, 9 through 10, he makes a special emphasis about doing good. If we sow the seed by doing good and then give up, we can never reap the harvest for our effort because we gave up too soon. From these verses, we can learn three things. Number one, doing good models our Father, for God is good. As our Father, believers are created in Christ Jesus to do good works, Ephesians 2 and 10. As His follower, we should follow His purpose for our lives, to do good. Diligent, do-gooder believers look for God-appointed opportunities to testify to His goodness in our daily lives. Our good works conform to God's law, and good works reveal the glory of God. We can perform simple good acts of common courtesy and hold the door for someone, pick up something dropped by the person in front of us, or simply ask someone in obvious distress if we can pray for them. We are to share goodness in the innumerable God-ordained moments in our day-to-day lives. Number two, doing good matches our main mission to sow the word. The Great Commission tells us that sowing is what believers are expected to do, Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Furthermore, Philippians 2:13 tells us, "For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill His good purpose." These verses remind us that God expects us to sow. We reap what we sow, whether it be physical, natural, or spiritual. He knows when we sow and what we are sowing. God cannot be mocked. Follow the purpose of our creation and change the predestination of non-believers. Do good works which will lead them to Christ. And thirdly, doing good matures into a harvest. He waters what we sow by doing good. When the seed does not open in our timing, we can grow weary. Yet Paul specifically encouraged us to not become weary. He must have read my mind. When helping my son buy a used car this summer, I met a salesperson who proclaimed to be an agnostic. I was late to witness to him, but was briefly tempted to quit after learning of nearly a dozen prior attempts by others. I became weary, and wondered, what is the use? But I persisted. We ended without a fruitful confession of faith, but another seed was sown that may yet mature at harvest time. Paul closes in verse 10 by noting that do-gooder believers should do good to all people, but especially to those who belong to the family of believers. After all, doing good demonstrates not only faith, but faithfulness that persists even when we cannot foresee God's will. Questions. 1. Discover. Contrast and compare being good and doing good with your prayer partner and in the comment box on the website. 2. Develop. Do you do good naturally, or do you have to force yourself to do good? B. How can we more effectively inoculate ourselves so that we do not get tired of doing good when the going gets rough? What have you seen others do, and what have you learned to help yourself to keep going? Share examples on the website 3dbelievers.com. 3. Demonstrate. What have you seen others do good that you admire? Can you repeat those acts in your own way? B. When was the last time you were a beneficiary of someone doing good on your behalf? Explain how it felt, and how did you respond? Thank you, and God bless you.